Track 14. A new year, a new start. Mike Liggins, the TV star, takes up Xi Zhong.
According to my new Qigong teacher, I need to tap into my ting more. I'm just going to leave that sentence hanging in the air for a moment and wish all the listeners at Chatterbox a very happy new year. We did it. We made it to another year. I won't be partying on New Year's Eve, mind you. I don't love all that forced jollity. I'm hoping for a quiet night in. I've never been any good at New Year's resolutions either. Lose weight, get fit, spend less scrolling time on my phone. Resolutions have never really worked for me, so I don't bother anymore. But I did start something new in September. Qigong. What is it? Well, you will have heard of Tai Chi, perhaps. Well, Qigong is not dissimilar. It's an ancient Chinese health practice, rather than a martial art, and is slower, more meditative, and apparently easier to learn. My teacher is a man called Dennis Paradeau, who lives and works in South Norfolk. Dennis has a heck of a story. At the age of 11, he was in a car when it was hit by a drunk driver. Dennis was lucky to escape with his life, but suffered a serious spinal injury. He was put on a concoction of medication, which Dennis says was enough to tranquilize an elephant. At the age of 19, he had a big operation on his spine and had to learn to walk again. He turned to acupuncture for help, and that led in turn to Qigong. Dennis has now been teaching Qigong for close to 20 years. People of all ages come to the classes, he says. They come for different reasons, but most people want to get fitter and are seeking an alternative to Western exercise. I have people who have terminal cancer, spinal injuries, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, stress and anxiety. Why am I trying Qigong? A few reasons really, but mainly because I thought it might help with my anxiety. As you may or may not know, I've had problems with anxiety for most of my adult life. I was hoping that by stepping away from the hurly-burly of television journalism, my anxiety would slowly fade away, but sadly, that hasn't proved to be the case. It's been back a bit in recent months, and as anyone who suffers will know, you'll do just about anything to stop it. I've tried doing meditation over the years, but have never really got to grips with it, and thought the combination of slow movement and breath control might be worth a try. It's still early days, but I'm doing 2 one-hour sessions a week and I try to practice at home. I'm a bit hopeless, but I'm slowly getting the hang of it. I probably look laughably bad, but most people in the class seem to do it with their eyes closed, so I don't suppose anyone, apart from Dennis, is really looking. I like it, and I think it might be doing me some good. Dennis is a brilliant teacher, which helps. Qigong completely changed my life, he says. I call it my silent best friend. It has always been there for me. So, if you are starting out with something new this January, I wish you luck. Stick with it if you can. Nothing worth doing ever comes easily, does it? I will stick with Qigong and report back in due course. And my ting. Well, ting is your felt sense. With Qigong, you learn how to listen without your ears, if that doesn't sound too touchy-feely. I just need to tap into my ting more. So here's to a happy and healthy new year.
Thank you, Mike. Well, that's all for the January edition of Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine, the very first of the year. Thanks go to our readers, Kevin Ford, Caroline Quinn, Oh, God, I've done that wrong. Sorry. Why did I even say Quinn? Where's that come from? Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Well, that's all for the January edition of Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine, the very first of the year. Thanks go to our readers, Kevin Ford, Carolyn Wood and John Francis, to columnists Nick Aitchison, Chris Armstrong, Oscar Lawrence, Catherine Lana and Mike Liggins, to Norfolk Magazine editor Emma Lee, and to our sound recordist Catherine Rose. I wish all the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine listeners a very happy new year. For now, it's goodbye from me, Sally Abbott. Thank you.